The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yaakov Rappaport and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VA'AD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Today's daf is daf Yud Zayin in Makis Perek Elohein Halakin. The Gemara told us that Rabbanin Briyas Neshama Chashuva Chita Loi Chashuva, that the Briyas Neshama and the Mala is Chashuva and it's Aser even a Pachas Mikzayas. Now I'd like to discuss the halacha of the New York City public water, in which has been a controversy the past 10 years, if it is mutter to drink New York City water without filtering it, or must one filter New York City water in order to eat it. There is proven that in any cup of water, the standard cup, there will be numerous amount of dead copepods. Copepods are these bugs that even the New York City Water Supply Commission confirms are standard bugs that are found in water. You might ask that I don't see them when I pour a glass. However, it's clear to someone who takes a, and I did it myself, who takes a garden hose and hoses down a spaghetti strainer, do it for about 2 minutes, and then look on the spaghetti strainer. You would certainly find dead copepods. And after you see these dead copepods and identify them through the spaghetti strainer, you will simply be able to identify them in your normal glass of water. And the question is, since I could see these copepods, they are identifiable with my eyes, I see them, there's something that's not made up, it's not imaginary, it's clear, even the Rabbanan HaMatirim do not use the logic that they're not there. They are there, and they're common enough to aser. We said in Shiurim previously that a meat or matzoi, according to the most lenient opinion, is 20%, that it has to be 20% common in order to require bedika, and it's clear that dead copepods are found in one of five glasses. That's clear. Therefore, we should have to check all our glasses of copepods and remove them before drinking the water, which is quite difficult. So, what is a reason, what is a svor to matir copad to not require the filtering of New York City water? A beautiful tshuva can be seen in Hamisivta, in Shnat, Topshin Samehe, from Rabelski Shlita, in which she permits the copads without straining the water, without cleaning the water. And his basic heter is based on the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Pei Dalet says a very simple halacha that shrotzim hagedalim b'mayim shebekelim u'shebeboyres shichin u'moris. Any sheretz that grows in a pit, in a glass of water, these bugs, if they remain in the water when consumed, they are permitted to consume. For example, one goes on a camping trip, and he sees a well, and he dunks his head in the well, and takes a drink of well water. If the bugs that he consumed are bugs that were formed in the well water, they are totally mutter to consume. Because since these bugs never flew in the air, never crawled on the land, they were formed in the water, in a bore, they are mutter. The only ayimet ask, let these bugs be usher because sheretz amayim. Sheretz amayim is only usher in written oceans. If something is seen in Vayikra, when the iser of sheretz amayim is stated, the Torah says, any sheretz that you find in oceans, so these bugs that are formed in oceans, they're sheretz amayim. But a standard sheretz that's formed in a cup, that's formed in a kli. So then if it's formed in a kli, it has a different halacha. Not in the ocean, but in a kli. And if it's formed in a kli, it is mutter. Tanya Zrabelsky, what is the halachic status of the glass of water that you get the copod. Where was the copod formed? Well, if you check with the Water Commission, they will tell you the copod eggs are commonly found in the New York City reservoir. And in the reservoir itself, there are bugs forming all the time. And since there are bugs forming all the time in the reservoir, they are the ones that you find in your glass at home. Tanya Zerbelsky, since in Shulchan Aruch, we matir all types of bugs that are formed in kalim, that are formed in pits, man-made pits, any bugs formed in them are mutter. So too, the New York City reservoir, which is somewhat man-made, which is not an ocean, says Zerbelsky, these bugs that are formed there are mutter, and they never separated from the water because they came from the reservoir through the pipes into your home in your glass, never leaving the water in which they are formed. However, an obvious problem with the heter is seen in Shulchan Aruch over there in Pei Dalet, Sif Beis, where the Shulchan Aruch claims not only oceans are usur, but also there is a machlokes. There's a machlokes rishonim, and the mechaber seems to be machmir, that any type of big man-made body of water would also be usur to consume bugs formed in them. As the Mechisin Mechaber, the Mechaber says, Hagadalim b'mayim, shebecharitzim in itzim. Bugs formed in water that are charitzim in itzim. Now what are these charitzim in itzim? So, the Ramo explains, these tremendous big bodies of water that are bevar. Bevar is basically where fish are farmed. A bevar is a type of water in which fish are farmed. Therefore, it says the Mechaber, that a bevar, any bug formed in a bevar, is not mutter like a bug formed in a well. Because it is such a big body of water. It is not like a small klee, like a glass, or like a well. It is a bevar, where you go fishing, even though it's man-made. And that has a status like an ocean. So says Zerbelsky, L'choira, from over here, we have a question of the reservoirs that we drink our water from. Certainly, one opinion in the Shulchan Aruch is matir, bevar, we can rely on them if we want to, and be lenient, and be able to drink the water. But says Zerbelsky, even according to the machmir opinion, that a bevar is usur, says Zerbelsky, the bevar, where did it get its fish from? Says Zerbelsky, this halacha in Shulchan Aruch, that a bevar is usur, is only if its fish came from some connection to a big body of water, to a tremendous lake, so on and so forth. But if it is a bevar totally not connected to a tremendous natural body of water, it is mutter. So too, said Zerbelsky, that's the status with reservoirs. And there's another taina that we have on the machmirim, not to drink New York City public water, is that how could you drink water on Shabbos if you filter the water due to halachic concerns, that would mean that the water is not edible unless you filter it. Says Zerbelsky, how can you drink water on Shabbos? We know the halacha is that boyer on Shabbos is also. And if the water is not permitted before straining the water, before separating the bulbs, so on Shabbos itself should be considered a malacha deraisa, a boyer. Says Zerbelsky, don't tell me that a trick, which Shlomo Bonham had proposed, that you could open the water on Shabbos with a filter, with the kavana to wash your hands, and later take a drink. He says, that for sure is not good. He said, basically that's a joke. He said, someone who opens his oven and puts some dough in his oven in order to make bread, but he tells himself, you know what, I don't want to make bread, I just want to put the dough in the oven to decorate the oven. Of course, he's fooling himself and fooling Hashem, and he's over in Issa Bishel Daraisa. So to Zerbelsky, anyone who opens the water with a trick that he's doing it to wash his hands and then takes a drink, claiming that he didn't open the water, he didn't do the boira to drink, but rather wash his hands, is also fooling Hashem, and about that haram is not valid, and he would over in Issa Shabbat. So therefore, the Machmirim have a tremendous problem. How, in fact, do we drink water on Shabbos through a filter? However, what I understand is accepted in most cautious organizations in America, that we try to refrain from drinking the city water containing the copods due to such consideration. Another problem that has been suggested is, like Al Gemara says, a berry is chashuva, a loy batal, a berry is chashuv, And it's also even pockets mikzayis. We also have a locker that a berry is kosher, it's not bottle. So it could be the whole water system of New York is usher because it has mixed in it. It has in it berries of copots. Whether dead or alive, these copots still have a status of bugs that are usher because they are burial and they're not bottle.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.